Thanks for joining the podcast with Tamara Gondor. Conversations with everyday innovators that reject status quo, think differently, and make a positive difference in their world. Listen in so you can ignite innovation, influence others, and make an impact too. And now your host, CrossFit addict, knee-high sock lover, and according to her kids, average cook, Tamara Gondor.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another fabulous episode of With Tamara Gondor. That is me. As you know, we interview everyday innovators, everyone from leaders to emerging leaders, business owners, stay-at-home moms, entrepreneurs, about what they're doing to think differently, to reject status quo, and to make a big impact in their world. So I'm super excited about today. Our guest today, Naomi, I think is going to give us a lot of insight, not just into like how she thinks about innovation, but how to really think about your work and your life as one and how to innovate inside that to do more of what you love. So Naomi, welcome to the show. Tell us a little bit about who you are and the work that you do.
Well, hello. Well, first and foremost, I'm a mom of two young kids, and I am a chiropractor by day and a shampoo dealer by night. And really, honestly, what I mean by that is I'm a chiropractic sports physician. I focus on your everyday athlete and wellness, the premium aging hair, skin, and wellness company. So I guess that kind of makes me healthy aging from the inside all the way to the outside. That's my focus.
Those are three somewhat distinct things. So how did you think about them coming together?
Well, you know, it kind of happened to me, really. I think being a chiropractor, I've always leaned towards more natural things. Well, I myself got very sick. And in my quest to figure out how I can get better and all the things, I really started looking at ingredients and what was in my home. And that led me to cleaner beauty, cleaner products.
It's been a crazy couple of years, probably will continue to be crazy, just given when we are doing this interview. What challenges have you faced and how have you overcome them?
Well, I mean, I think it's a challenge that so many of us faced in the last year and a half, almost 2 years, and that is suddenly being at home with two young kids on virtual, but also trying to run businesses. You balance all this stuff, you know, suddenly parents, and I think moms in particular, we became the lunch lady, the math teacher, the PE teacher, you know, all of these things. And it's like, how do you balance that all while also trying to run businesses in a pandemic environment? And so that was truly a challenge. And, you know, as you go through it, you go, you get out of it and you realize, wow, that was intense.
Let's go back in time for a second. How did you feel? I guess, I don't know if that's the right word, but you know what I mean? How did you feel when, like, oh, say the kids are home, and I get it. My kids are a little bit older. They're in high school and middle school. So they're a little bit more self-sufficient. I think yours were in elementary, like when it all started. How did you feel about the situation and what was ahead of you?
Well, I mean, it was uncertain, right? Because not only are you trying to protect your family and figure this all out, but you're also trying to figure out how to keep your businesses afloat. How do you pivot in this pandemic? How do you grow a business in this pandemic when, you know, people are scared to go out and about, yet suddenly they're paying more attention to wellness at the same time? So how do you, you know, seek that opportunity to help educate people, but at the same time, be aware of the fact that, you know, maybe they didn't want to go out anymore or whatever their reasons are, or they were sick. And so, yeah, it was stressful, but you know, it's a balance game, right?
What do you mean by it's a balance game? Tell me more about that.
Well, I think it's, you know, you hear, especially moms, so I'll keep going back to the mom thing, because that's, I'm a mom and that's a huge role, is that, you know, how do you balance it all? What's the secret? And I don't think balance is, there is no secret. I think there's never a balance, honestly. I think the key, because the scale is always going to be tipped in one direction. That's just the way it is, whether it's family, business, whatever. But I think the key is to recognize, okay, the scale's been tipped in that direction a while. Now I need to tip it back to the other direction, and finding balance in that, Like how are your scales tipping, right? And balancing out all of that.
So I really appreciate what you're saying in that balance, because I think we sometimes look at it maybe too myopically, like at a day-to-day basis of like, I must do my work and then I must take care of my family and then I must do my wellness, right? Like it all kind of has to be all in balance all the time. And just the other night I worked until 8 o'clock at night and the kids made dinner, which I was like, this is a new development that I'm really enjoying. But like, I wasn't present for dinner. I needed to get some stuff done. And then the night after that, right, I got off work early and made sure to be around for them. So, but it couldn't happen the night before. I couldn't balance it that day. It was not happening. There are weeks when I can't balance it, sometimes months. But I really like what you're saying, that it's not a matter of every single day has to be about balance, but about pulling the whole thing together over time, I guess.
Yes, absolutely.
So I want to ask you a question, but you said something important that I don't want to brush over, because I right now in particular, so it's January of 2022. And I do think in the future in 2016, when people listen to this podcast, they'll be like, why does everybody keep referring to what day it is? I think it's because like we're going through such crazy times. We just need to know like, this is what we're anchored in right now and how we're like what we're dealing with. But you said something really important. You said, I had to figure out how to pivot and change kind of how I was doing things because like the kids are home and all that. I think right now, some people have pivoted and some are still trying to figure out their pivot and there's still time. That's the great, I think that's the opportunity of it. Going back, what did you do and how did you figure that out?
Well, you know, I had to really sit down and look at what's happening in our environment, and everything was going online, right?
Yeah. Everything, not just school.
You know, yeah, right. Not just school, but businesses were going online. And the boom of social media and being able to work through social media, you have to realize that is massive. So many people think, oh boy, social media and it's, you know, negative, negative, but there is massive opportunity in social selling. We social sell every single day. When let's say I call you and I say, I just ate the best hamburger. You need to go to this restaurant. It's so good. And there's no difference other than the fact that we can now monetize off of that and build a business off of that. And so while most of my business was done pre-pandemic, let's call it face-to-face, whether it's chiropractic or in the hair, skin and wellness industry, so many face-to-face interactions. Well, now I had to go, hey, there's a big opportunity here. And that is social media.
So what did that allow you to do that you couldn't have done or that you had to do differently? Say it differently. Yeah. That was like the most muddled question, but you know what I mean?
Well, it really made it force me to get uncomfortable is what it did, because I didn't know anything about social media. I'm not trained in it. I have no idea like what to do. Right. So it forced me to get uncomfortable and put myself out there. Right. And learning as I go. And yeah, it was interesting, you know, to say the least. But hey, I feel like as women, we are kind of put, especially moms, right? We're put into this like, okay, you're either a stay-at-home mom or you're gonna work your 9 to 5, let's say. Okay. And there's been a lag of that in between. And in the pandemic, I feel like with the rise of social media, so many opportunities have opened up for us, because I work with so many stay-at-home moms and I took a year off when I had my first, so I get it. I was like, where's my adult brain? I have so much value to give and I have dreams and goals to hit. So why is there some way that I need some way to be able to do that? But there was that no in between. And so with the rise of social media and social selling and, opened up this flexibility and so many opportunities for us to do that. And so putting myself out there and getting uncomfortable was my way of kind of moving into that middle space and helping other women and moms kind of fill in that space as well.
I'm smiling because I can hear your innovator style in your answers. So you are an instinctual collaborative, and that instinctual side is all about connecting the dots in new and meaningful ways. It's about seeing patterns and insights where other people see information, kind of elevating that. And then the collaborative side is pulling disparate people and ideas and experiences together to create whole innovation. I always think of it as putting the pieces of the puzzle together, but getting those pieces from everywhere, not just one box. And so the instinctual collaborative is all about connective and whole innovation. And as I'm hearing you talking, Naomi, I'm thinking just about like how you're like looking at what's happening and pulling it together. And you come from being, you know, a mom and a chiropractor, and you're like, but there's this shit happening over here I need to pay attention to, and kind of pulling it all together. And I think that's a really great lesson for all of us of we have these things in our lives, whether that's work, expertise, hobbies, passions, the way we want to live. And we often think of them as distinct. But what I hear you saying is I figured out a way to pull it all together, and that's what allowed me to move forward.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, if you look at my titles, if you want to call it, they really seem opposite, but you know what? They're really not. They are, it really truly all goes together, and it's the same drive. And there's just so many more outlets for us to pull the pieces together. Yeah.
Well, and I think sometimes we forget, like we think of social media as I'm going to share my, especially for those of us who maybe aren't influencers, right? I'm not in the business of being an influencer. I'm in the business of innovation, but we forget that social media has become a business platform, all of it, not just LinkedIn. So it is a platform for us to conduct business regardless of what we do and how we do it in a different way. And I know I'm guilty of forgetting that too, because I just want to play in my lane, and like social media is where I post my hiking photos, but that's not really how it works anymore. Let me flip it for a second. Ask you, what is a win or something that you're proud of?
Wow. Okay. I think I'm proud of that. I think I'm proud of just going for something that made me unknown territory and seeing it as an opportunity to pivot during that time and shift in that time. And I have just from what I'm seeing, like it's not going away right now. And so but there's, because of this rise, I think it's just, truly that world of being able to do so much through your smartphones and work from anywhere. And I feel like I'm proud of myself for being uncomfortable, frankly, because I am not somebody who is a risk. I'm not a risk taker. And it forced me to do things that I wouldn't normally do. I get a little sweaty upper lip and learn a new skill, use my brain in a different way and get a little bit more creative. So it tapped into a lot of different sides of me that have been a little dormant, but I'm really proud of that because I see that I'm capable of so much more. And you see that, you know, people have really risen to the occasion.
You're listening to Conversations with Everyday Innovators on With Tamara Gondor podcast. Let's take a moment to thank our generous partners that make this possible.
I want to take a moment to talk about my friends at Howdy Puppy. Dogs experience all the same problems as humans when it comes to joint pain, anxiety, digestion, and arthritis. A great way to help our four-legged family members with these ailments is with CBD-infused pet treats. Who doesn't like treats? As you longtime listeners know, my Mastiff Zoe is part of my family, but is getting older and has some anxiety issues when strangers come around. Howdy Puppy CBD dog treats has totally changed her disposition. And I know she feels like her young, energetic, confident self when she gets Howdy Puppy CBD dog treats. There are many CBD infused dog treats on the market, but the truth is that many of them are overpriced and ineffective. We've looked at dozens of CBD dog treats and found most of them disappointing. Howdy Puppy is among the best brands in the CBD pet business. They deliver consistent quality, and their treats look and taste amazing, according to our dogs, of course. The company makes CBD dog treats in three flavors: steak, bacon, and cheese rolls. All of Howdy Puppy's CBD treats contain natural ingredients, including high-quality full-spectrum hemp oil, all sourced and made in the USA. Full disclosure, I'm an investor in Howdy Puppy. But before I put my name on the company, I had an independent lab in Denver, Colorado, verify the quality and consistency of their treats. They are truly as advertised. Go online today at howdypuppy.com, link will also be in the show notes, and use promo code TAMARA, T-A-M-A-R-A, that's me, to get 20% off the absolute best CBD dog treats on the market. You will not be disappointed. Howdypuppy.com, promo code TAMARA. Don't let them suffer needlessly. Let them enjoy life too. I just want to make sure we don't go over this part too fast, because again, I think what you're saying is so important, and that's that we really do have to put ourselves in uncomfortable situations, particularly right now, to move forward, because we have to figure out new ways. And if we don't figure that out, we're staying where we always stayed, but the world around us is changing really fast, whether we like it or not. So it's such a catch-22, because I think on one hand, we fear change. On the other, if we don't do it, we get left behind. And I fear that worse than I fear change. So like, I don't want to get left behind in this world. That sounds horrible to me. But like what you're saying about pivoting and putting yourself out there, it's so hard. And sometimes that I think looks like speaking up when you don't want to. And sometimes it looks like putting yourself on social media and like doing some of these TikTok challenges or something when you're like, that's not your MO, right? You're not like, I love the camera, you know, like it's such an odd place to be, isn't it?
It's definitely an odd place if you're not used to it. But I think on the other side of change, a lot of times is greatness. And a lot of times is parts of you that you didn't even know existed. That is a beautiful thing that you can awaken and bring up to the table.
That's so good. When did you realize that those were things inside of you that you didn't know you had? What was that process like for you?
You certainly don't know it's there until you try it or you do it. And then if you look back, and we talked about this with the balancing scales, you know, if I looked at yesterday, I might not see it as much. But if I look back at the whole last year and say scrolled back on my Instagram page, I'd be like, oh my gosh, you know, what was that? I didn't know what I was doing. But then you look at, you know, stuff I'm doing now and no, it's not great by any means, but you know, I've proven to myself over this time that I can do it. So I think doing is the action, and these small steps within your actions lead to very large things.
And I think, and I'd love to get your perspective on this as someone who's constantly trying new things too. I think that now more than ever, we have more room to make mistakes, but try, than we've ever had. I don't think anyone expects perfection anymore. Don't you think?
I think we've all realized that perfection just simply does not exist. It doesn't. And if you have in your mind that, you know, this is going to be perfect, or this is what perfect looks like, you're probably going to either fail or let yourself down. And so it's truly progress over perfection.
I need to remember that in my own world, because sometimes I get racked up. Like I get really upset when I have tech issues in my podcast, but it happens to everybody. Like I can't control how many people in my neighborhood are on the internet, you know, and slowing my ass down. So it's like, it's all those little things that kind of add up, but you're so right. It's all about progress. So speaking of action, what is something innovative or a way that you've thought differently that's led to a good outcome for you?
You know, admittedly, this last year, although I am proud of a lot of things I've done, it was a hard year for me in business. Say what's working, what's not. What do I like to do? What do I not like to do? You know, all these things. And I realized I really have this love for organizations that help other people, nonprofits that really benefit, you know, certain groups of people, moms, kids, pets, right? And so I decided, you know what? I love this. It all goes back to marrying it and putting the pieces of the puzzle together. And that, you know, it's all about helping people at the end of the day. And so I really had to shift what I can control, and that is giving back. And I enjoy giving back to these organizations. So I just decided I'm going to kind of marry my businesses with the process of giving back. And just as an example, organized a supply drive for underserved and homeless teens. It's school supplies, life supplies, so they can stay in school and use my business as the avenue for the drive, and then was able to give to this nonprofit. And it just was really a beautiful thing. And people really want to come together and help. I found people really like that. And so I'm not alone in that. And so I feel like that's something I kind of put together this past year that I'm really proud of. I'm excited to see where it goes. Even
you're selling a lot online, and that's great because it gives you access to people. People have access to you, and you're able to sell in a way that takes out the middleman, which I think is very cool, very innovative in itself. The challenge with that is there's a lot of people online selling a lot of things, and a lot of quote unquote influencers. Not everybody's an influencer, but a lot of people like to say it, that are doing similar things. So I would say that in some ways, while it opens up this world of people, there's also so much noise out there. So I'm curious how kind of what you were just talking about marrying this kind of your love of these charities and your work, how those came together and what that's helped you to do to combat the fact that you have access to all these people and there's a lot of people out there.
Yeah, I mean, I think it opens up a whole nother network for me in a more organic way. I am not a salesperson. I have no sales training. Okay, I'm a chiropractor. I crack backs. I never worked in retail. So I don't have any of that, you know, traditional sales training. But by being able to use my business to network in a way that benefits everybody, it is something that I can control within my business and how I choose to put my time, my energy, and all those things. And it puts it all together in, like I said, a more organic way. And you meet the most amazing, incredible people. It just opens up your network of people that you wouldn't necessarily have had access to or known before.
So I like that because I think it's a really innovative approach to business in a way that works for you versus trying to fit into somebody else's way that you're supposed to do business, supposed to do sales, supposed to present yourself online, all that stuff. And I really admire the fact that you chose to take a different path and a path that actually was more in line with what you like to do and what you're passionate about versus trying to be like someone else.
Yeah, I definitely don't fit in the traditional box. And I think most of us don't, honestly. And I think you have to find your kind of lane, if you want to call it, and figure out what feels comfortable to you, what feels right to you.
Oh, that is so, so true. I talk a lot about how we try to innovate like other people because we see them on the cover of magazines, or we look at Elon Musk and we're like, well, I need to be quirky like he is, you know, but that's him, right? And that's why it works for him. That's not me. It's why it doesn't work for me. So I think that's a really important lesson for all of us to learn. So you shared so much goodness on the podcast. What is kind of a one piece of advice as an instinctual collaborative that you would have for other everyday innovators of all types looking to do what you've done, looking to innovate, influence others, make an impact?
Well, like you said, I'm instinctual. Follow your gut, seek the opportunity, say yes to things that are scary, and to keep your authenticity in place. Be who you are and forge that path using you, because that's your greatest gift is you. But to just go for it.
So I love that advice. What a great way to end the show, except I've got a personal question for you, which is what's one thing we'd be surprised to learn about you?
Okay. Something you'd be surprised to learn about me is that I am a chronic pain warrior. I live in chronic pain 24 hours a day. Sometimes it's low pain and sometimes it's a lot of pain. It's not something that you can see. It's an invisible illness. So most people, you know, just looking at me wouldn't know that. And I honestly don't talk a lot about it either.
Thank you for sharing that, first of all. And will you share kind of what that is and a little bit about why you don't talk about it? That's a curious.
Yeah. You know, it's been a long journey and I don't talk about it because when I was deep in my illness, I have a chronic nerve condition. I also have chronic migraines. The nerve condition is what gives me the pain every single day. When I was deep in the illness, it robbed me of my life. Like, I'm not kidding when I say that. I became non-functional. I had no control over that. No matter what I threw at it, didn't matter. It still robbed me of my life. So I had no control over what was happening. Now that I've had treatment and a surgery and all these things, and what I can control now is my pain levels. Now they're controllable, but also how it controls me. And I won't let it control me. That was a time that I had no control. And now I'm in control and I don't want to focus on it. I am your healthy aging advocate. And so that's why I just don't really talk about it. It's been an incredible journey. And the journey's not over. It's putting pieces of my puzzle together every single day. But I'm certainly proud of it, but it's just not something I choose to talk about.
Well, thank you for sharing with us. I think there's, as you and I've talked about offline, there's probably more people in chronic pain than people admit, because a lot of it is invisible. As you said, it's internal. But I appreciate what you're saying about like, hey, this is not the focus of my life anymore. Like I'm moving forward and I control it. So great interview, great insights, great sharing, so much to kind of walk away and think about. Naomi, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Congratulations. By listening to this podcast, you took another step towards becoming an everyday innovator. To leap forward, visit www.gotolaunchstreet.com and take the Innovation Quotient Edge Assessment to discover your unique everyday innovator style and access the Everyday Innovator Digital Magazine for the top tools, insights, and inspiration at your fingertips 24/7. Tamara will be back with another Everyday Innovator conversation soon. In the meantime, if you got a nugget of value out of this podcast, let Tamara know by leaving a 5-star review and comment. Your review equals more guests, more listens, bigger impact. Until next time.